Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What are they going to try to jam down our throats before January 3rd when the Republicans take back control of the Senate, or January 20th when Donald Trump is sworn in as president? One of the things they will try to jam down our throats is the Montana Headwaters Legacy Act. On Monday, we had Attorney General Austin Knutson and Stacey Zinn join us on the show. Carrie White called in, and I said, man, we got to get Carrie White back on the show. Thankfully, I caught up with Carrie White after Monday's program. We've got the great Carrie White on the phone lines from Bozeman right now. Carrie White, former Gallatin Valley state lawmaker in the state legislature, heads up a great organization that truly fights for your access here in Montana. CBU, Citizens for Balanced Use. Carrie, great to have you back on Montana Talks. Thanks for being with us here this morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Yeah, same to you, Aaron, and appreciate the opportunity to be on. You gave kind of a synopsis of the Headwaters Legacy Act yesterday, and that was right on. I think people should understand that it affects that corridor, half-mile corridor, quarter mile on each side, and prevents commercial activity within that corridor. And the Gallatin River is one of the rivers that's targeted. The Yellowstone's another one. But, you know, strangely enough, they included the Smith River up there, and I think that's partially trying to shut down Blackbeaut Copper. You know, they continue to come after our resource development in the state.
Well, that's a really good point. As you know, I mean, we've seen over the years where these designations, oh, this is just a wild and scenic river designation, sounds nice, sounds, you know, like it's not a big deal, yeah, like it's just a nice little, you know, feather in our hat to promote tourism. No, they will use any sort of nice-sounding, fluffy-sounding designation to shut off your access or to block potential commercial activity, whether it's logging or, and it doesn't even matter if the proposed copper mine is, you know, another drainage away. They'll say, well, this borders a wild and scenic river designation, so you've got to stop this proposed mine. Carrie, so, you know, big picture, since we've got just about 1 minute before our next news break here, and then we'll have more time to talk after that. But big picture is, I know guys like you and me, we get very concerned when we have a lame duck session of Congress. I mean, they're going to try to put all sorts of goodies under the Christmas tree for their radical environmentalist buddies before they leave town. All right, and on that front, Kerry White says he's very concerned about what the president might try to sign off on before he leaves office. In fact, he said, I don't even know if Joe Biden would know what he was signing if they put something in front of him. We're going to talk about all the potential lame duck threats right after this.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Jumping right back into it with former Representative Kerry White out of the Gallatin Valley and is with a great organization, CBU, Citizens for Balanced Use. Kerry, the Montana Headwaters Legacy Act, you explained this a couple of years ago. There were a lot of commercials airing on the radio at the time trying to promote this deal, so you laid it out. Look, basically, this is a massive land grab. This is the radical environmentalist trying to pass a new designation that would cover several counties here in Montana and miles and miles and miles of rivers and streams, and could limit your access to your, you know, so-called public lands. And so, but bigger picture, what are you most concerned about here in the next month and a half or so before Biden leaves office and before the Republicans take back the Senate officially?
Well, it was there was a proposal came out. We know who's in charge of the BLM, Tracy Stone Manning, and then Martha Williams is U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They have a proposal down in southwest Montana, 5.9 million acres that they would designate as what they call the Missouri Headwaters Conservation Area. And what that would do is elevate the importance of wildlife and wildlife protection and management above all other uses, any kind of resource development or timber harvesting, recreation. There's 500,000 acres of state land, state trust land within that 5.9 million acres, and it also includes private property. So we have a group down in the Dillon area down there that's been very vocal in trying to push back on this. So far it has not been designated, but that's an administration designation outside of Congress. Another one that we're really concerned about is national monuments. Now, Biden has designated currently five national monuments under his presidency. There's a proposal south of Bozeman here that would designate a national monument from Bozeman to Island Park down in Idaho, and that's going to affect grazing. It's going to affect timber harvest, timber management, fuel reduction projects, and it's definitely going to affect recreation. Now, national monuments are done under the Antiquities Act by a signature of the president. Does not need approval of Congress or any kind of congressional act. And it's interesting within the Antiquities Act that it states to designate the smallest area possible for the protection of the object. So my question, if this is signed in under the Antiquities Act, what is the object you're protecting, and why the massive amount of land that's being put forward in this national monument? It's really to stifle resource development and jobs and active forest management and recreational access within these areas. And that's very concerning. You know, there's a couple other proposals out there, and there's the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act that's outside of Sealy Lake, and that's additional wilderness to the Scapegoat and the Bob Marshall Wilderness. There's also the Lincoln Prosperity Act that's outside of Lincoln, Montana. The environmentalists want the Nevada Mountain designated as wilderness. And then they said, in return, we'll promote trails south of Lincoln being constructed. The problem is those trails that they're proposing are in a roadless area. Now, I don't know if you remember, back in 2001, last days of Clinton presidency, he designated the Clinton roadless rule, and that designated 15 million acres of Forest Service land as roadless. Even though it wasn't roadless, the Forest Service over the last 20, 25 years has been removing those roads. We've talked about that, removing the infrastructure and the roads in Montana.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember being in Libby. I was doing a live radio show from Libby several years ago now, and, you know, one lady came in and had the desert camo, you know, jacket on, like, you know, I had it when I was in Iraq back in the day, and she talked about being a disabled veteran. She's like, I can't access the place where I used to go hunting because I don't have the physical capability that I used to haul the deer or the elk out of that area. So I needed that access road. I needed that trail. And the Democrats and the environmentalists came in and shut it all down. And so the big picture here is just like when Joe Biden entered office, he whipped out his pen and he opened up the southern border and he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. The concern is that he could whip out his pen, or one of his staffers could give him a pen and just say, hey, sign this. Just sign here, Joe. Don't worry about it. And then he would do it. And potential national monument designation, potential other sort of designation that locks Montanans out or curtails, you know, agricultural activity, you name it.
Well, there's a couple other things that have already been done. Conservation leasing. Tracy Stone Manning elevated conservation leasing to be on equal footing under the Multiple Use Sustained Yield Act or the Tailored Grazing Act. Now, conservation leasing, or companies coming in and purchasing leases for conservation purposes to store carbon credits, and then they can sell those carbon credits, or they can use those as offsets for polluting industries.
What a scam. All right. More to follow from my conversation with Carrie White. By the way, speaking of Tracy Stone Manning, she has been given a massive payoff by the radical environmentalists. So why isn't she resigning her job? That and more after this.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here in just a few minutes, we're going to have the phone lines open for you. If you want to jump in on the conversation or you got something you want to talk about here on this Wednesday Montana Talks, the phone number, if you want to get in the queue, 406-294-0970. But yeah, for those of you who haven't seen this Associated Press headline, Carrie White referencing Tracy Stone Manning, the eco-terrorist who Joe Biden put in charge of the Bureau of Land Management. Here's the headline from the AP. Biden's public lands director named to lead environmental group. She's going to become the president of the Wilderness Society, a radical environmental group, effective February. Okay, so here she has spent her tenure as the head of the Bureau of Land Management giving special perks and favors to the radical environmental groups, just like she gave, you know, year-round grazing to the radical environmental group that's funded by all these foreign financiers and out-of-state millionaires and billionaires, the APR, the American Prairie Reserve. She's helping them to kick our ranchers off the land here in Montana. So here she is abusing her position of power to shut down American industries, including agriculture, giving special perks to the radical environmentalists. And now they're going to give her a big payoff. Joe Biden just lost the election. Her buddy John Tester just lost the election. He's the reason she's there in the first place. And the environmental groups are going to make sure that she is handsomely rewarded as the president of this environmental group. So several questions come to mind. One, how much is she going to be paid? I don't think I read that in this Associated Press article. Number two, why isn't she resigning effective immediately? I don't think I've read that anywhere yet. I mean, this is just a massive a conflict of interest that she is already, you know, reaching out to these environmental groups to try to get a job, to try to get paid, to figure out where her next paycheck is coming from. So is she there to serve the American people, or is she there to serve these radical environmental special interest groups? I think we already knew the answer to that question. I mean, that's just some of the questions that we've got here this morning. And number three, why is this allowed under the current law? I've used this analogy before, that if you are a military officer, a general, even a lieutenant colonel or something like that, and you are responsible for doling out contracts to private sector companies, there are ethical laws and rules in place that prevent you from them taking a job with the very organizations you just handed money to or handed special deals to. But yet, apparently, that's just fine if you're a radical environmental group and you're one of these deep state operatives like eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manum. It's just outrageous on a number of fronts here. First, get to your phone calls in just a second, but first, just a few more minutes here with Carrie White, former Gallatin Valley lawmaker and the head of Citizens for Balanced Use. Wow, I tell you what, Carrie White just detailing a whole host, a range of different threats facing Montanans' access to our lands here, depending on what the Biden regime and the Democrat-controlled Senate tries to do here in their final few days and weeks in office, in power back in Washington. Carrie, real quickly on the Montana Headwaters Legacy Act, like I say, sounds like a nice title. I think half of the county commissioners of the affected counties are all against this Headwaters Legacy Act, so that should stop it in its tracks. But I would encourage all of our listeners to call your senators, call your congressmen, and that includes John Tester, because he is still in power until January 3rd. Call them and tell them to reject this Headwaters Legacy Act. What else do you think our listeners need to mention if calling their congressional offices, et cetera?
Well, a lot of times when you change the definition of something, you allow future administrations that are coming in. It requires additional analysis. The BLM and Forest Service have changed the definition of old growth. Old growth used to be, looked like, 200-year-old trees and everything, healthy forest. But what they've done now is they've changed old growth, and now it includes dead snags and down timber. And that's all over Montana. I mean, littered forest floor out here. When they've changed that old growth to include dead and down timber, that's another level of analysis. When you approve grazing permits, when you approve recreation and trails and keeping these roads and access open, it also affects the ability to do timber harvest in old growth. I mean, I think people think of old growth as a real healthy forest, but no longer. They've changed the definition. And when you change those definitions, it requires the next administration coming in to do another level of analysis. And I will say on those county commissioners, we have, sadly enough, three Democrat county commissioners in Gallatin County. I think if people look at the map, you saw Gallatin County is very blue, surrounded by a sea of red in this last election. But the county commissioners of Gallatin have signed on in support of the Gallatin River as being wild and scenic. Now, in talking to the Montana Department of Transportation, they have a little bit of concern about plowing 191 because southbound snowplows plow all of that snow off of the highway into the river. So they have concern, can we use calcium chloride, mag chloride, to melt the ice? Can we put sand on the road? Can we do any kind of maintenance or upgrades to that road if it were to become wild and scenic? So you've got to really look at the details, Aaron, when you're looking at this stuff.
That's a good point. You don't know the impacts that could have.
Consequences.
Yeah, you don't know what exactly that could do, right, just in Gallatin County alone if they make this designation on it. I mean, what if you need more water? because you want to, and you want to figure out a way to store some of that water instead of letting it all flood downstream and give it to these other states. Right. Wouldn't Bozeman want to hold on to some of that water? Well, maybe you can't do that now if you get some sort of a designation like this. It shows such a naivete on the part of those Democrat Gallatin County commissioners to just willy-nilly sign off on something like this.
Yeah, well, the presentation in front of the commission, I mean, they're not familiar with, you know, the ramifications or the consequences of this, and they get a presentation from the environmental groups to make it sound like, oh, you know, we're going to protect the fishery and we're going to protect the clean water. We've got a proposal for some timber fuel reduction up in the Gallatin up here, and the Forest Service has put it on hold because of the possibility of this wild and scenic. Well, then what do you get? You get a massive forest fire.
And then you don't have access to your clean drinking water supply, because remember, that's why they wanted to do forest health projects outside of Bozeman, is because that's where your drinking water comes from. I mean, my goodness, the naivete of these people to just knee-jerk support anything these radical environmental groups put in front of them. It's just crazy. Well, Kerry White, you and CBU just do incredible work. How can folks be a part of your efforts?
Yeah. Well, thanks. BalancedUse.org. Sign up, free membership. You'll get updates on email, and look us up. We're on Facebook and on the web. So I appreciate the time this morning, Aaron, and trying to bring a little bit of information to your listeners.
All right, always great to have Kerry White with us. I need to check in with him more often, because he is always such a wealth of information. Yeah, he's one of those guys that truly is actually fighting for your land access, where these environmental groups, you know, they're public lands and public hands, but yet they're always the ones trying to actually take away your access or your ability to access some of your favorite public lands, aren't they? Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970 on this Wednesday. Let's go to Kent in Lolo, listening to KMPT. Hey, Kent, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, what's on my mind is on Saturday morning, they play a Montana outdoor radio show that I thought was talking about wildlife and deer numbers and hunting and fishing and things like that. But it's been going on about bashing Gianforte as being an out-of-stater who did some kind of illegal wolf kill. I mean, it's ridiculous how they go on about it. And then they say he's replacing all the fish and game people with his new rich out-of-state gang. But, you know, I don't know where they get their information from, but I would think that replacing those predator advocates would be a good thing. I completely support Gianforte in replacing the old crew. They're the ones that brought the wolves and the grizzly bears, you know, back. And I just am very disappointed that they would play that show on my conservative radio.
Oh, interesting. So, I typically think of the Captain and Dale, being spot on and a lot of stuff. So Who is it on the outdoor radio show that's complaining about cracking down on all these wolves that we got in the state? What was the reference? Was it the Billings Gazette guy? I know they get the liberal outdoor guy from the Billings Gazette on their program from time to time. Was it him or was it them?
It must have been somebody like that. But the way that they accused Gianforte of this illegal wolf kill, I don't know anything about it or the details. But
it was legal. Yeah, he killed a wolf, which is like, hey, good job. That's awesome. I'm jealous, right?
Well,
you know, I want to kill a wolf, too.
But my point is this. My wife and I took a week trip just scouting deer from Missoula. We went to Lewistown. We drove across all those ferries. We went all the way up to Big Sandy. We talked to so many ranchers. The reason the numbers are down, the guy that runs the ferry down there at Stafford Ferry said it's the predators.
Too many predators, too many wolves. Yeah. Hold that thought, Kent. We got to take a quick break, but I'll come back to you after the break if you want to stand by.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
The annual American Farm Bureau Thanksgiving survey shows that the holiday dinner will be slightly less expensive this year. American Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson.
So according to our volunteer shoppers, the average cost of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people is $58.08, or about $5.80 a person. This is about 5% lower than last year, but it's almost 20% higher than just 5 years ago. So even though we've had 2 years of decline in prices, this doesn't erase the dramatic increases that we saw that led to record high prices in 2022.
But price increases will be seen for several items.
The biggest increases were kind of in some of the big ticket items. So we have foods like stuffing and dinner rolls. These went up by about 8%. The biggest price increase was in the price of cranberries. So this was up 12% this year. And something to keep in mind is that cranberries saw a significant decrease last year, around 18% drop in prices. According to our survey, this year's price increase puts cranberries closer to the historic norms. While inflation has slowed down, it really hasn't slowed down enough to bring costs back down to these pre-pandemic levels. So it's really important to remember that our farmers and ranchers, like our consumers, are also dealing with inflation. So the cost of supplies to grow food has gone up, while USDA predicts that net farm income is going to be down nearly 25% compared to just 2 years ago.
I'm Lane Northlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
No. Oh, come on. We got a listener in Belgrade. Let's see. Juno in Belgrade. Did this really happen? Tell me this did not happen. I'm looking at the Bozeman Daily Chronicle website right now. I thought I checked it earlier this morning. Not seeing a write-up here about the city council meeting. Let me see. Let's go to the KBZK TV website here. Anything on the city council? Nope, nothing there. I can't even. What is the nonstop local? I don't even know what station that one is. Anyway, this listener in Belgrade just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Oh, this came in a while ago. Last night at the Bozeman City Council meeting. This is so crazy. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if they actually did this, because it is the Bozeman City Council after all, but it's still just too funny. Please tell me this is a joke. Is this a joke? All right, anyway, last night at the Bozeman City Council meeting, the commissioners changed the municipal code to be gender inclusive, a gender inclusive municipal code. How many people are seriously offended by the words manhole cover, and man-made? Did they really strike the terms manhole and man-made from the city code? And, I mean, they can't clean up the city code, you know, to get more housing built to lower housing prices. They can't clean up the city code to lower your property taxes, but they can apparently get rid of the city code to remove the words manhole and man-made. Please tell me that's a joke. My goodness. My goodness. Let's see. Is Kent in Lolo? Okay, Kent in Lolo is still on the phone lines. Jim in Great Falls, stand by. Marilyn, stand by. We'll get to both of you as well. But, yeah, Kent, we had to rush to that hard break there. What else did you want to share?
Well, my concern for the MULDA numbers are so far down across central Montana from Lewistown to Big Sandy and up there. And I talked to a rancher in Big Sandy that has grizzly bears coming down. And I'm so glad that Gianforte wants to take this state and the wildlife management in a new direction. We need to be concerned about those numbers. We need to start looking at the predators as possibly, managing them. And I'm so sick of the people that attack Gianforte, and they always use this term, the rich out-of-staters that come here. That term is so overused, and it's not effective, and I'm just very upset that that Montana Outdoor Show has to put that junk out there on Saturday mornings when I want to hear about the game.
Yeah, you know, I missed their latest few episodes. So I'd love to say, well, you know, either defend the captain and Dale or point out who it was that was attacking the governor, apparently over, you know, his support for cracking down on these predators. Because, no, I totally agree that it's the wolves and look at the grizzlies that are all over the place right now. And so if people are concerned about, you know, impacts on wildlife, of course it's the wolves. So Kent, thanks for the phone call. Actually, let's get to Marilyn and Lolo next. She's kind of calling in about the same topic. Marilyn, did you hear that program that Kent is referring to?
Yes, it's the Northwestern Outdoor Radio. So it's not the local Montana show.
Ah, okay, good.
Northwestern Outdoor Radio. So that show, on Saturday mornings, I have a delivery route, and I'm always listening to the propane show, and I would encourage everybody to listen to it. I forget what the name of it is, but they're always got the facts out there about the electric, you know, vehicle buses that are burning up and all this stuff. But anyways, this show, it was basically a commercial. Ryan Bussey was on that show, and they ran that same exact show for, well, it's still going on. So I counted 12 Saturdays in a row. It was during the whole campaign, and I'm not kidding you, it would start out with, oh, let's thank the Wyoming governor for some bison raffle thing that he did.
And so it's like so Northwestern Outdoor Radio is like the liberal alternative to the Montana Outdoor. I was going to say, because I, you know, the captain and Dale, those guys are pretty spot on most things. So I couldn't see them turning into some liberal pro wolf outfit. I've never even heard of these guys.
Yeah, Bussey was actually on there and saying, oh, you can read the article in the New York Times all about the Gianforte, you know, wolf hunt and all this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to believe the New York Times?
Yeah, fussy Bussey.
I called the Secretary of State's office and the governor's office during that time to ask about, you know, isn't this campaign violation or something like that? And they said, no, it's free speech, so there's nothing they could do about it. But yeah, it was totally a Bussey commercial the whole dang time, and thank goodness it didn't work.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at their affiliate list. Yeah, apparently that show is on a handful of stations here in Montana. But, yeah, old Ryan Bussey, I mean, he lost by 20 points, or actually worse than that, I think. Yeah, but he did worse than Kamala Harris did in Montana. So apparently this liberal Northwestern outdoor radio isn't that effective.
He'll probably get a job with Tracy Stone Manning. I mean, these Democrats, they always get demoted, promoted up, and they lose. They, you know, they lie, cheat, and steal, and yet they always end up making out for the better.
They fail upwards. They always fall up the stairs. Joe Biden showed us that one. For some reason, when they fall, they fall upwards. They fail upwards. How outrageous is it? Marilyn, how outrageous is this? You know who Tracy Stone Manning is. Here she is giving perks to all these environmental groups. They're already putting a bribe right into her pocket while she's still sitting in office as the Bureau of Land Management director. Like, she couldn't even wait to go till she was out of the job. She's out there literally floating her resume around while she's still handing out perks to these environmental groups in her final few days in power.
Well, when are we going to scream and yell and stop the land grabs that these feds keep pulling off in all of our western states here? I mean, they're determined to turn Montana and the rest of us into a park, and the UN wants it, and the world, one world government wants it, you know, Agenda 30 and all that. So we better stop it. It's serious.
That's right. Well, Marilyn, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for the phone call, and thanks for the additional information there. Yeah, because I'm like, man, the captain and Dale, they wouldn't be putting up with that pro-wolf nonsense. Those guys are solid. All right, great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. Jim in Great Falls. Jim, what's going on?
This is to all the lazy, obese people out there that are afraid Trump and RFK are going to take away their weight loss drugs that most of them are paid by our taxes. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving, so simply don't eat so much. Get off the couch and no more handouts. Remember, the fastest animal in Ethiopia is a chicken, and there's no obesity there. But on your Headwaters Act and Cascade voting debacle, we need to take a lesson from an island in India. It's called the North Sentinel Island. They're called the Sentinelese. Try and enter there and change their way of life. They will kill and eat you. Politicians keep running on more factories, more jobs, bring people in, and then the wacko wokes show up and tell us what we're going to do and take away our land and then wonder why we got a big problem. So when are we ever going to figure out that we keep inviting everybody to come here, but then on the other hand, we keep complaining because they're here and they're taking away our way of life? It's like an oxymoron. Come on, figure it out, people.
Yeah, well said. By the way, that North Sentinel, I was trying to recall what that was about. And that's that island. It's an island of people, I think, off the coast of India, and they are completely shut out, locked out from outsiders. And if anybody tries to come onto their island, they will kill you. I mean, there was a sad case of a young Christian missionary who said, I think he got on a kayak or something. He said, I'm going to go minister to those people the first time ever. And he ended up getting killed with a whole bunch of arrows. I remember they fired arrows at him. So, Jim, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. His reference to the Great Falls election debacle. I'll tell you what, if just real quick before I get to our next caller here, I don't know if you guys saw this story. This was from the Liberal Montana Free Press. State investigator finds Secretary of State Jacobson discriminated against former Cascade County election official. That former Cascade County election official was a partisan hack who undermined the election office workers in Cascade County. And then Cascade County had quite the mess for the elections this year. And so, but anyway, it's this joke of an entity, the Human Rights Bureau, which is under the Montana Department of Labor. I'll tell you what, we need our own DOGE, our own Department of Government Efficiency. The governor had this great red tape relief initiative. Let's go even further. Let's figure out how to save money and cut bureaucratic waste in Montana. We can start with the HRB. What a joke. They're abusing the Human Rights Bureau to try to attack our great Secretary of State. What a joke. We need to save money. We start there by dissolving what a useless organization the Human Rights Bureau is. Terry and Marion up next.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is great. Matt Desch with KJJR Radio. He's a native of Wolf Point, Montana. You know, the Benny B country in northeast Montana there, KVCK country. But Matt Desch with KJJR Radio in Kalispell. We were talking, we had a listener says, and I haven't seen a news story to confirm this, but you know, our listeners, they're always on the leading edge. But we had a listener send us a message on the Montana Talks app and say, yeah, Bozeman is trying to make their city code more gender inclusive. So they're doing away with terms like man-made and manhole. So anyway, if John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, was here, he would have a whole bunch of unwoke references to go along with the manhole conversation. I'm sure he would tell them to just shut their gigantic pie holes about manholes and other things and figure out a way to lower our taxes or deliver more city services. But anyway, Matt with KJJR asks a very good question. Is Bozeman going to ban the phrase man-made climate change too? Ooh, that would be an interesting one. No more talking about man-made climate change. That is not gender inclusive, Bozeman. It's not gender inclusive. I am very offended. Let's go to Terry and Marion. Terry, what's going on?
Hey, I'm a third generation houndsman, and I own an archery business here in the state. And I've been hearing the stuff on the radio this morning about predators and game numbers. Well, when you take the demographics of the state, and you look at western Montana and the elk population, which is down, eastern Montana, it's up. And a lot of those elk are on private property. And then you take the mule deer population, which is down across the state. You've got to look at, you know, for me, it's the non-residents that are coming in. And there's 4,500 mule deer tags sold a year, 17,000 combo tags sold a year. And, you know, and then, you know, on top of that, there's you know, deer B tags sold. It's if the population was to increase, we've got to stop selling, you know, that amount of licenses. Yeah. And then, you know,
well, but Eastern Montana, our friends in Eastern, so you're saying that you think the numbers are better in Eastern Montana and worse in Western Montana because of out-of-state hunters. But, heck, we had a bunch of Eastern Montana, you know, hunters also complaining about too many out-of-state hunters as well. So you think it's not just the predator?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
There is too many licenses sold.
Not just in Western Montana, but not just in Western Montana, but across the state. So you're saying it's predators and...
across the state, it's terrible. You know, and there's going to be something, you know, said about this, and we're going to try to get something done. We have to. You know, when it comes to this is, you know, we should be, you know, Montana residents first. And, you know, right now, a lot of it's about revenue. And, you know, we've got to get over that.
Yeah, it's a tough needle to thread, right? Because, you know, some of these small towns, especially in, you know, well, not just eastern Montana, but heck, even northwest Montana, you get out there, drive between Libby and Kalispell and elsewhere, and it's like you can see the orange and the camouflage signs, welcome hunters on every gas station, every cafe, every possible, because, the tourists that come to hunt is the biggest season of the year. That's how they survive. That's how they can keep their doors open for the rest of the year. So it's a tough needle to thread because it's like, okay, it's an important part of our tourism industry that supports so many of these mom and pop small businesses. But on the other hand, you're exactly right. I mean, for the rest of us, it's like, man, we'd love to get out there and hunt without feeling like we're, you know, having to crawl all over on top of each other. And sometimes it can be a challenge to find a spot to hunt, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to that, you know, and the revenue part, and I get the, you know, spending money, you know, is from the non-residents. Well, okay, then you have to buck up. When was the last time that we had our resident tax increase? A long, long time ago. You know, for me, if it makes it better, I'd rather pay, you know, right now we're paying $20 for a deer tag and $20 for an elk tag, but, you know, I'd pay 40 to 60.
Yeah.
If it made the hunt better.
Well, that's why I like to go out during the that's why I like to go out during the shoulder seasons. I mean, I know everybody wants they want the big bowl with the rack and everything like that. But it's like, man, I like going out on these shoulder season hunts because then you don't have to fight for everybody just to figure out how to where to go hunting and take your kids out and things like that. All right, Terry, thanks for the call. Hey, I apologize if you could hear me laughing in the background because as you were talking, our producer Travis delivered a message on the Montana Talks app that just came in. Now, again, I haven't seen a news story confirming this, but it sure wouldn't surprise me. So back to this story that the city of Bozeman is trying to make the city code more gender inclusive, and they're doing away with terms like man-made and manhole. A listener in Billings says this, comes from, looks like, KJ Mama MT. The word man is in the word Bozeman. Are they going to change the name of their town too? Oh, you just ruined somebody's Thanksgiving. Bozeman reminds me of Dumb and Dumber. Mock. Yeah. Ing. Yeah. Bozeman. Are they going to have to change it? That just made my day. Happy Thanksgiving. Texting and rolls.